Okay, and I'm going to turn and read from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 this morning in preparation for our morning class. This is actually going to cover each of the morning classes, the short exhortations. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. With that, we'd like to turn it over to Brother Philip for the exhortation. His title is, Be Ye All of One Mind.
Morning, brothers and sisters. I'd just like to say hello on everyone on behalf of the Del Rio Ecclesia. They'd like to send everyone their love from down there. We are told in 1 Peter 3:8 that we are to be one-minded or like-minded with each other. But can we truly be like-minded with one another if we are not like-minded with God? I believe, brothers and sisters, that we cannot be. We must be like-minded with God first in order to be like-minded with one another. What does it mean to be like-minded with God? Are we not to fear Him and keep the commandments He has given us? Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. There are several good examples in this, in the scriptures, one of them being David. Saul was anointed king of Israel, but when he disobeyed God, then he was told that his line would not continue to rule the kingdom. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. And Samuel said to Saul, Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. Saul's kingdom was taken away because he tried to do things his own way and not God's way. And Acts 13, verse 22. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king. To whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. So we see that David was willing to do the commandments and help fulfill the will of God. The best example that we have of people being like-minded with God is Christ. Christ obeyed the commandments of his Father and kept the will of God at the forefront of his mind, knowing what would happen, knowing that he would be betrayed and put to death. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26. Verse verses 36 through 46. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And also in Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Here we see the result of Christ being one-minded with God. There are several things we can do, brothers and sisters, which can help us be more like-minded with God. One way is through prayer. In Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Another is through the daily readings and studies that we do. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Also in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The works that we do also, whether they be teaching the scriptures, giving exhortations, or writing articles, helps us to be like-minded with God. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. We know what it means to be like-minded with God now, and why it is so important. But what does it mean to be like-minded with each other? When we fellowship one another, our thoughts should be centered around the same things. Our purpose in life is to glorify God and serve Him so as to help His plan to be fulfilled. If we are not of one mind with each other, how can we hope to achieve this? In James chapter 1, verse 8, we read, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." Also in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through you all, and in you all." Some examples we see of people being like-minded with one another are again David and when he traveled with his mighty men. They traveled and fought together with the same purpose in mind, according to the will of God. We also have David and Jonathan. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. "And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul." We can also look at the apostles as a good example of being like-minded with one another. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." In order to be like-minded with one another, we must be willing to communicate with each other. Keeping in communication with each other helps to build and strengthen fellowship with one another. It also allows us to help each other from going astray from the right path, and to help bring those who have gone astray back into fellowship. Galatians 6, verse 6. "Let him that is taught in the world communicate unto him that teacheth in all things." All good things, excuse me. If we are unwilling, brothers and sisters, to be of one mind with one another, and more importantly with God, how can we hope to keep fellowship and unity with each other? How can we hope to keep each other and ourselves from going astray of the path in which we are to walk? We must keep this in mind from day to day, and keep in mind that which the Lord requires us to do, so that our fellowship may be strong, so we can keep in unity with God and with one another as our time goes by until Christ returns to set up the kingdom. In closing this morning, brothers and sisters, I'd like to read from 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. "Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you." Thank you.